And welcome back to Coach's Corner. With us now, the head coach of the Grand Meadows Superlarks. It's Josh Bain. Coach, how's it going today?
It's going great, Luke.
Awesome. Thanks for taking the time to chat with us. A fun one last night whenever Grand Meadow and Leroy Ostrander get together on the gridiron. It's always an intense game, and it definitely was intense last night. You guys take the opening kickoff for a touchdown. Cale Gilbert goes 75 yards, and after that, neither team could find the end zone until the fourth quarter. Coach, overall, your thoughts on the game when you guys pulled off that 22-6 win?
Well, just like you said, Luke, we started off with a bang, and that's a good start when you can take the opening kickoff. You can set the tone right away. We can convert the two-point conversion, and then we go back and forth, and then in the first half we get three drives inside the 10, and one or two of them inside the 5, and there was one on the half-yard line that we just weren't able to capitalize. Give all the credit to Leroy. They'd been, but they didn't break, that was for sure, so they kept it close, 8-0. I was just happy we were able to move the ball. I mean, that was something we weren't able to do last week, and we put a couple wrinkles in on the offense. We got the two-headed monster of Corbin Ludeman. He finished the game with 162, and then Isaac Harmon had 119. So that was good, at least in the first half we were able to move the ball, but at halftime we preached finish. You know, we get inside the 10, we just have to finish them drives. And heads up to our defense. We had the goose egg up there for the first half. And then the third quarter, Leroy was driving. And I think they got with inside the 5, and then they fumbled the ball. So that was a good thing. We recovered it. It's a mentality finish, you know, and that's what we preached at half. The boys came out, they executed it. And I think our defense, we had, two fumble recoveries and then two interceptions. So we created 4 turnovers. So, I mean, that helps keep the score low. And then finally, like you said, in the fourth quarter, some points finally showed up on the board. You know, Cale Gilbert completed a pass to Isaac. I think it was a 4th down play, too, on the 6-yard line that we completed. So that put us up. And then we missed the extra point. So 14-0. And then Corbin Ludeman runs one in from 5 yards away. So it's 22-0, and then they get one with about a minute 20 left to get back on the board. So the game ended 22-6. But overall, I was just impressed that our offense, we were moving the ball, and our defense was able to create 4 turnovers, and we kind of limited the pre-snap penalties as well. So overall, I was impressed with our boys, and then obviously with a rivalry game with Leroy, it's going to be a tough one, and then it's a grinder. So our boys finished. They never gave up. So I was impressed with them.
Yeah, very nice win, like you mentioned. And both teams, they moved the ball particularly well in this matchup, but it seemed like it was between the 20s, even between the 10s, they moved the ball well. But once it got down into that last 10 yards to find the end zone, the defenses always seem to be making big plays. What did Leroy Ostrander do that gave you guys some fits offensively inside the 10?
Yeah, you know, we put some new wrinkles in. We had a Corbin go under center and shotgun, and then we had some twins and jet motion. And then, you know, when you got 90 yards to work with, you can spread it out a little bit more. The defense can relax and play a little deeper, and all of a sudden you start crunching everything up. We just have to finish on our part. That's something we'll keep preaching this week and during practice, and kind of that's when you kind of figure out what kind of man you are, is when you get inside the 5 and punch in. And we seem to, I don't know how, what happened on them snaps. That's like the 3rd time this year we get on the half yard line and try to do something simple, and we just can't complete the easiest play in football, the center to quarterback exchange. So yeah, we'll keep practicing, we'll keep getting better, and then hopefully our percentage rates will increase as the season goes on into week 6 here.
Josh Bain with us, the head coach of the Grand Meadows Superlarks. So they take down Leroy Ostrander last night on the road, 22-6. Coach, you're 3-2 on the season. You got a matchup with Southland next week, homecoming in Grand Meadows. What do you expect to see from the Rebels?
Well, I know they put a good showing on last night. They lost to Spring Grove 33-14. So, I mean, they're continuing to build. I think JJ's getting himself a crew ready to go, especially for homecoming. Everybody likes to come into somebody's home turf and destroy their homecoming. But, you know, JJ's got some skilled players on the outside. They run multiple different formations, so our defense is going to have to be thinking on their toes. and be ready for whatever they throw our way. So, I mean, it's Southland, it's homecoming, and we know how homecoming can get with the boys. You know, they get all jacked up with all the events, and then kind of everybody likes to watch a little Friday night football on homecoming. So hopefully they're ready and prepared, because I know Southland just won't lay over for us. So bring the intensity like we did last night, and hopefully good things happen.
Josh Bain with us, the head coach of the Grand Meadows Superlarks, coming off that 22-6 win over Leroy Ostrander last night. They're 3-2 on the season and have Southland next Friday night in Grand Meadow. Coach, as always, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much, and good luck next week.
Awesome. Appreciate it, Luke. Thank you.